Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today I'm going to show you one trick that you can use if the idea of reaching out to total strangers is absolutely terrifying. And that's something that I totally get. I totally relate because when I was job searching, I did everything I could to put off emailing strangers, even though that's what everybody was telling me to do. You know, get out there and network. You got to network. You know, all the jobs are found through the hidden job market. I was so freaking scared of emailing a stranger, and I had so much negative self-talk and so many limiting beliefs around, am I going to annoy them? Am I going to bother them? I'm not good at this. I'm an introvert. Like, all that stuff was going through my head. And so I really had to build up to it. And one of the things that helped me build up to it was leveraging loose connections. So loose connections are people that are in our existing network, but we might have forgotten about because we haven't interacted with them in a while. So it could be that person that you worked with several jobs ago, even if they didn't work directly on your team. Maybe you're connected with them on LinkedIn. It could be somebody that you met at a conference, or you met as part of, you know, some sort of meetup, or maybe you just exchanged messages, or maybe you just sent a random connection request to them and they accepted it, right? There's some sort of relationship established. There's at least one touch point with these people, which is what separates them from a total stranger, right? And I think you'll actually be surprised at how effective it is to just have that one little step forward, even if it happened a long time ago, even if you've been, quote, bad at maintaining the relationship. None of that stuff really matters if we approach these people in the right way. And to be honest, these loose connections can generate some of our most valuable opportunities, and they can also generate them the fastest. So a lot of people who want to work with me or who look at this system, they say, Austin, you know, I need a job quickly. Networking takes a long time. You know, how is this going to happen? Well, one of the fastest ways to get in the door via networking or referrals is to leverage loose connections where you already have this relationship established. So what we're going to talk about today is two specific things. First, I'm going to show you how you can find all of these loose connections and you can have them right in front of you so you don't have to play, you know, the guessing game or the memory game to come up with a list. And then second, I'm going to show you how to reach out to them in a way that will, you know, get them to reply and kickstart the conversation again. So first and foremost, let's find these people. And I don't want to sit down with a spreadsheet and try to, you know, sift through the cobwebs of my brain to think about that person who might be able to help me, but I worked with them, you know, 3 years ago or something. I want to have a list of these people in front of me. So luckily, LinkedIn can help with this. Now, you may or may not be aware of it, but LinkedIn lets you download all of the data from your profile. And that's just not what's on your profile, but that's messages, that's connections, that's a whole bunch of stuff. Basically, every time you perform an activity on LinkedIn, it's logged and you can actually download that data. So you're going to find it by logging into LinkedIn. And once you're on that screen, right after you've logged in, you can see that little me icon, your little face or picture up in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. You're going to tap that and you're going to go to settings and privacy. And within the privacy tab, you're going to see a little section called how LinkedIn uses your data. And then there's going to be an option to download your data. Now, you can download everything all at once, which could be fun to play around with if that's what you want to do. In this specific example, all we need to do is download our connections. So you can check that box. You can hit download. It'll take LinkedIn a couple of minutes to process it, and then it'll spit out a file for you. So when you download that file, that's going to be all of your first connections. And in some cases, their emails will be there. So LinkedIn allows users to choose whether or not their email is shared with their connections. And if people have opted to share their email, it'll be sitting right there. If they've not, you can use our handy dandy mailscoop.io tool to look up their email, or you can just message them directly on LinkedIn, whatever's easiest. But this is going to give you a list of all of your first connections in one place. Now, we do have to do some filtration here. We do have to do some scrubbing. You know, there's a lot of connections on here that we probably just sent or accepted randomly. And, you know, they truly may not be a loose connection. They may be a total stranger. So we'll have to sift through those. But if we go through the list of names, we can remember a lot of those people that we may have overlooked or may have forgotten if we just tried to do this using our own brain power in a vacuum. So hopefully you come up with a sizable list of loose connections, you know, people that you've had at least one interaction with again. And then what we're going to do is we're going to reach out to them using a specific three-part email. So what we're going to do is first lead with a personal note. And we're just going to kind of recap, you know, what's been going on since we last spoke. You're going to show them that you remember a little bit about them. You're going to check in with them. And then in the second part, we're going to make a specific ask. We're going to tell them exactly why you're emailing them. And then we're going to have a call to action that makes it easy for them to take action on your behalf. And then finally, as we just talked about, and you can go back to this episode to listen to it, we're going to add in an exit clause to remove the pressure and improve our response rates. So in this case, what we're going to do is email a loose connection. And their name is Amari, and they are living with somebody else named Sarah in the New York area. And we haven't connected with them since, you know, 6 to 8 months ago. And we also know that they work in the digital agency space. And for us, what we're looking for is a user experience role at a large digital agency. So we want to see if they might be able to help us with that. So here's the email that I'm going to send them. And this entire template is below in the show notes. So you can go ahead and copy paste it and change it around. But basically what I'm going to say is, hi, Amari, it's been a while. How are you and Sarah holding up? Did you escape New York City or did you ride it out over the past few months? Either way, I hope you're safe. So that's our first section. We lead with that personal note, kind of recapping, you know, hey, we remember the name of the person that you live with. You know, we remember last time we checked in, you weren't sure if you were going to leave New York or not. So we're just checking in on that stuff and we're wishing them well. Hope you're safe. Then we're going to say, I know this is out of the blue, but I wanted to reach out because I'm in the market for a transition. I'm specifically targeting UX roles at large agencies like X agency and Y agency. If you know of anybody who might be good to speak with, I'd be grateful for any connections. I know this is a big ask, so no pressure and no worries if it's too much. Either way, be well and send my best to the family. And that's your template. So at the beginning, we led with that personal note. And then in the middle, we made a specific ask, right? So we didn't just say, I'm in the market for a transition. If you know of any opportunities, let me know. That's way too general. Instead, we told them the specific role and the specific types of companies we're looking for. UX roles at large digital agencies like this example and this example. And then we didn't specifically say, can you refer me in? But instead, we asked if they knew of anybody who might be good to speak with. So we're making it clear around what we're looking for, what we're hoping to get out of this, but we're also not necessarily putting the pressure on them for a referral. Instead, we're giving them the option to just introduce us to somebody else who might be helpful. And then, of course, we're adding in that exit clause and we're telling them, you know, if this is too much, that's totally fine, which tends to increase our response rates because we treat this person like a human, right? So what's happening here? Well, we're reaching out to them. And a lot of times I know people are wary about, you know, being too direct if we haven't spoken in a while or whatever it is. But this message shows that we still are aware of this person and we're checking in with that personal note, right? And then we're being specific about the ask that we're looking for, but then we're also giving them an out. So we are removing that pressure. So there really is nothing wrong with leading with this email. You don't have to jump through the hoops of, you know, what do I say? Or, you know, how long do I play nicey nice until I actually ask what I'm looking for because I haven't talked to this person in a while. Just go ahead and send this email to all of your loose connections. And again, as is true with any cold outreach, you know, you're not going to get 100% response rate or 80 or even 50%. You know, we may expect, again, like a 20 to 30% response rate here, but those 20 to 30% tend to be really, 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 really good leads for us. And so those can turn into opportunities very quickly, which is why I recommend doing this. And this is a great intermediary between where you're at now and potentially not doing a ton of networking to emailing total strangers out of the blue, right? And I do know for some people, emailing these loose connections is actually more scary than emailing total strangers. And if that's you, that's totally fine. You should do what you're comfortable with. But I did want to share this option to, one, let people know that it's okay to contact these people that you haven't spoken to in a while, but you do have a connection point with. And then I wanted to give you a specific formula to do that. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.